You know, I don't remember the user ID now. Somebody in the chat room can probably tell me. But earlier I was doing this Zoom happy hour. By the way, I have learned that there is one thing. There are many things that I'm not good at. And so I was thinking, oh, I need to stay home to be with Tabitha because with both of us out, I don't know what she's going to do. I didn't want to leave her here alone. Although we do have a fence set up, but these, you know, dogs, you put a fence up, dogs will try long enough. They'll figure out how to jump over it, how to knock it over. They'll get stuck or something. You know, there are all kinds of things, all kind of mischief. Why am I doing that? I'm not starting the episode again. There are many things that I'm not good at, but I have learned that there is one thing that I will never try to do again. And that is lead a Zoom happy hour with a bunch of listeners from Pride 48. It was like pulling teeth. And, you know, Fatty used to make it seem so easy. I can do a podcast. I can talk. You know, it's harder to do a solo show. And I do get more nervous for a solo show than I do for one with a co-host because it's easier to kind of bounce off of each other with a co-host. But trying to lead a Zoom happy hour and people are just sitting there like not talking. Doc Stone says it's the listeners' fault. I don't know if that's sarcasm. Like, Adam, why are you blaming the listeners? They're listeners. They of course, they don't talk on the air.
Well, I thought... now, what was that?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You know, Fatty used to make it seem so easy.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 491 of the BFO for Wednesday the 11th of October 2023, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A new show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day and a little trip down memory lane, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Well, good morning, Big Fatty.
Well, good morning. Hello, Glovies. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all wishing us a good morning today. Y'all, that was KC from that enormous little show. And then there was Moose P, you know, a former number one fan of the BFO. And, y'all, that was Phoenix Dave down there in the Red Stick. And, y'all, he just gave me a gas report, $2.69 a gallon. I couldn't believe it. So, thank you, Phoenix Dave, Moose P, and KC. Yes, Big Fatty! Today, the 11th of October, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person several times and lost wages and over at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. And y'all, I can't remember. I believe he's come here to the villa. Just a short stop by with his other half, y'all. He is down there in the in the Tampa Bay area. Big Fatty, who is Tampa Bay and why are you in their area? No, that's it's geographical. Oh, okay. Y'all, I am talking about the one and only husband of DJ Ron. Y'all, I'm talking about Gary with two R's.
Yes, Big Fatty, we love Gary with two R's.
I missed the first R, didn't I?
Yes, you did, Big Fatty. You know, that's about par for the course nowadays. Anyway, so, y'all, if you see Gary with two R's on the Twix or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth, Or the spools, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big ol' piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! About the weekend. Y'all, that music is what I'm using now for the weekend recap, but y'all, originally it was for when I had the segment on Spotting Big Fatty. And y'all, Spotting Crazy used to have a website where people could go and post pictures where they spotted Big Fatty around the world. And y'all, there was a link to Kim Beaver's Lodge, and Miss Beaver had pictures of Big Fatty and all, and y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. Y'all, it's still up. You can go to spottingbigfatty.com, and there'll be links there that you can go look at the Spotting Big Fatty pictures and all. But y'all, I'm bringing it up today because y'all, Misery's Lauren. Y'all, she spotted Big Fatty up in the Chicagos, and y'all, it is today's episode artwork. Music after all the excitement of spotting Big Fatty. It's true. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, the Nip stopped by in the midst of me telling that story about him walking around with the flashlight, with the lights on. Y'all, like I say, you can't make this shit up. And then... y'all, yesterday I also, you know, I've got the big weather weekend coming up in June of next year, the 11th through the 15th over at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. And y'all, we're trying to do a little early promotion for the weekend. And y'all, there was my good friends Jerry and Rick, y'all, they had a group of horror minded folks that they would send e-letters to and keep people informed of different events going on and all this kind of stuff. And I got in touch with Rick a couple of weeks ago and asked if they still had the e-letter addresses from that horror group. And he said that he thought so, and y'all, he sent them to me. So, y'all, I just took that list and put a little e-letter. You created the Charleston horror group needed a new e-letter address, and so I created that, and I sent a copy of the flyer for Leather Weekend to everybody on that list. Y'all, I knew a lot of them were gonna bounce and all, but y'all, there were probably. I don't know, 350 people on that list or something like that. Yes, Big Fatty. And I figured some of them, some of them were probably dead. Others had moved on and others couldn't be bothered. And of course, you know, some had it bounced back as spam or whatever because I was sending it so many people. But y'all, I got that sent out and I went in and I updated as the bounces came back in. So I don't know. I've probably still got about 200, between 250 and 275 people, but just letting them know about the Leather Weather Weekend. But y'all, all of that takes a little bit of time and updating the list and all that kind of stuff. But I considered it a success with only, I think there were 93 that bounced back. It's been years since that list was papayaed. So I consider that a success. Yes, Big Fatty. And so we'll see if that increases it'll increase the awareness of the weekend. But we'll see if that translates to an increase in the number of rented rooms, as they say. Yes, Big Fatty. Probably that price too. Well, it's true, y'all. Four nights at the Horror Hotel for $199 total, plus tax, of course. Y'all. Then after that, the Nip stopped by again. Y'all, he had been out walking, and young Jonathan's puppy dog had gotten out. And so it went running over towards the Nip. Big Fatty probably just saw, oh, there's supper. Let me go lick some pork and beans off of his shirt. Anyway, the dog got out and young Jonathan came and, yo, bro, thanks, man.
I got nothing.
Monday night, I watched some things on the TV machine, y'all, one of the things I watched, I turned it on, and y'all, it was the Atlanta Braves are playing the sports ball, in the postseason, they call it. And, yes, Big Fatty, I'm surprised we hadn't heard from Mean Keen. Well, you know, he is the official sports ball correspondent of the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I was watching, and they were, the Atlanta Braves were playing the Phillies. And, yes, Big Fatty, I always love when they play those cheesesteak teams. Y'all, it was when it wasn't going well. They lost the first game, and the score when I changed the channel was 4-0 in favor of the Phillies of the cheesesteaks. And I said, "Well, there you go, y'all." And it's a best 3 out of 5 series, and it moves to Philadelphia for the next two games. But I said, "Well, you know, they'll be down, they'll be 0-2 going up to Cheesesteak Land." And so I switched it over to the Price is Right at Night. And y'all took my go-to-bed pills and everything. And Y'all, I was getting ready to crawl into the chamber, and y'all, it popped up on the old Apple clock that the Hatlanta Braves beat the Cheesesteaks 5-4. I couldn't believe it. And y'all, it's my favorite. My favorite hottie Hatlanta Brave, that Austin Riley. Y'all, if you don't know who I'm talking about, he's worth a Google. And Austin Riley, y'all, he hit a home run in the bottom of the eighth inning with one man aboard that put them ahead 5-4. And y'all, then in the top of the ninth, there was one out, and there was a ball that was hit right to the fence, and the guy Harris reached up and grabbed it and bounced off the wall and threw to second base because there was a runner on first, and he had not tagged up. He just started running, and he was going between second and third, and when he saw it got caught, he had to run back to first. And Harris out in center field threw it to the second baseman, and he missed it, and it bounced into the hands of Austin Riley, and y'all, he threw over to first base, and they got the third out, and they won. And so y'all, needless to say, I'm sure Austin Riley got a lot of fanny pats. Anyway, so y'all slept like a baby, woke up a little after 6 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, it was another lovely night with the windows open, and got up, read the paper, watched Miss Gail King, did my puzzles, had my brufkus, and then I was off on my morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, did the big circle, came back, had a little something else to nibble on, and y'all, then I decided that I need to run the dishwasher from all the eating that was going on over the weekend and all. So I started it up and rolled my empty trash bin back in. And y'all, I decided I'm just going to do an inner circle. So I went out and did my inner circle. And y'all, I came back and I'm sitting here recording the little show. And y'all, of course, the Nip and I, we're going over to Shady Pines. Shady Pines this afternoon to have early supper with the girls. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Gussie, Big Fatty didn't quite have enough to say, so you had to play that elevator music. I did indeed. So yeah, it was just a few seconds, and it gave me a chance to have some of a poison china water. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I'll tell you all about Shady Pines and and of course the Von Zeist Report on Tamari's little show. Oh yes, Big Fatty, I know that Guru Nudie is touching himself, or perhaps Karl Lagerfeld inappropriately, probably so. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old Crooked Hat from over there at The Geeky Gay, and Adam, you've heard Big Fatty's little show. What would you say about it?
You know, Fatty used to make it seem so easy.
Oh, yeah, so easy.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331. Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.